I'm joined by Jonathan Liu, who has written a piece, which is good. I mean, you'd expect that, which points out this issue. And I think it is an issue within football now, with the money spent versus what you see on the pitch. Now, I want to be clear, I've actually enjoyed the start of the new Premier League season, Jonathan. I feel as though there's been more end-to-end action. I feel as though there's actually been less sitting in. There's been missed opportunities, don't get me wrong. It's not like there's been tons and tons of goals, but I feel as though there's a lot of sides who are committing to playing football. So I don't think that this is necessarily a tactical thing, but we live in a world where your piece was specifically about midfielders, but we live in a world where midfielders move for a lot of money, and those midfielders just don't supply very much magic. And I think that that is rubbing off on, for want of a better phrase, the customer experience.
Yes. I mean, and by the way, this is no shade on Elliot Anderson or, you know, Enzo Fernandez or Mateus Fernandez or Tonali or any of the players, any of the midfielders.
It's a real shame this is no shade on Enzo Fernandez. Can it be some shade on it? Some
it's shade. A little bit of shade.
The others seem like nice chaps.
Yeah, they all seem, well, not Enzo, to be fair. But generally speaking, you know, you see the amount of money that, and it's not just midfielders, but I think central midfielders kind of epitomize the shift in the market to incredible amounts of money. You know, you're thinking sort of 90-100 million pounds gets you a game-changing player, like missing piece of the jigsaw and like a superstar. And I think the amount of midfielders who, by their price point, are quite mediocre is quite striking. And Tonali is a perfect example for me, who is nothing like a £92 million midfielder plus potential add-ons that take it into nine figures.